Oh, hi folks. I'm back from my summer of traveling. And if there's one thing these trips have confirmed, it's that I'm horrible at remembering names. So, I've brought in an expert to help me out. Oh, and this is Comedy Forecast episode 231, The Name Game. Hi, I'm Clinton, and this is my show. It used to be 4 minutes long, but that was some time ago. I think that's all you need to know. Let's go!
Brought to you by the Kindle Fire Alarm. Afraid you're going to go on an Amazon spending spree when your new Kindle Fire arrives? Then get Fire Alarm. Anytime you try to make a purchase, this alarm goes off, and it won't stop until you back off the buy button. That's the Kindle Fire Alarm. Order it today! Oops! Sorry!
Welcome to the Comedy Forecast Studio, Professor Trudeau.
Thank you.
It's my understanding that you guarantee that you can help people remember names.
That is true. I guarantee that I can help anyone remember names.
I just said that.
Aha! You see the number one rule of remembering. Repetition. Remember it. You see, the more often you repeat something, the more likely you are to remember it.
Is that true?
Take it from someone who repeated third grade 4 times. It is true.
By the way, that's a strange accent. Where are you from?
I already told you.
You did?
Yes, you must have forgotten.
Okay then, I guess we should get started.
Excellent. Now, the first thing I want you to do is to...
I'm not ready for you to help me yet.
No?
No.
No?
Repetition.
Right.
I figured that first I would see how you handle someone who has a bit more trouble than I do remembering names, and if that works out, we've got a deal.
Very well. I am up to the challenge. Bring it on.
Oh, I am bringing it. In fact, he should be coming in right about now.
You called?
This is Cap.
Hello.
The bell captain here at the Venus Arms Hotel and Towers.
Where's your luggage? You called down and said you needed me to get your luggage downstairs.
Yes, well, I placed that call just before I left on my last trip, Cap, figuring you'd get here right about now.
So, I understand you have some difficulty remembering names.
I guess.
Good.
What's good?
That you have difficulty remembering names.
What do you know? So do I. Well, I've got to go. Not quite sure how I got here in the first place.
I see I have my work cut out for me. But that is all right. I am a professional. So, we shall start with the basics, which, as I have said before, is repetition. Here is a picture of a young woman. Do you remember her name? Of course you don't. I have not told it to you yet, but I will. Her name is Yolanda. Now, repeat after me. Yolanda.
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 Now, what is the woman's name?
Not a clue.
Think with your mind. Her name rhymes with Rwanda.
Kate Beckinsale?
It is Yolanda. Yolanda!
She's got the same first and last name? You would have think her parents would have seen that coming. No, honey, don't call her Yorba Linda. Our last name is Yucatan. Look, I've got to go. I've got to get to the Borders bookstore before it closes.
Cap, they've closed all the Borders.
Wow, they're really tightening up on those immigration policies.
Let us come at this from a different direction. A different angle, if you will. In this approach, we emphasize a particular sound in a name to help it stand out. We put the emphasis on the wrong syllable, as it were. Clinton, would you please give me a name so I can demonstrate?
Sure. Bill.
Perhaps one with more than one syllable?
Oh, right. Jojo.
And more than one sound?
Ugh. Picky, picky, picky. Yvette.
All right. We will emphasize the first syllable instead of the second. Yvette instead of Yvette. You see, Yvette? 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 No, even I can't see the difference. Never mind.
This guy's a few corners short of a circle, if you know what I mean.
What? Perhaps we should try a different approach. Cap, I want you to remember my name, which is Bernie.
Really?
Now, picture writing the name Bernie in the air.
With what?
What?
A pencil? A pen? Does a Sharpie write in the air?
I don't... Yes, a Sharpie writes in the air.
Oh, okay.
Are you picturing it?
Nope.
Why not?
I don't have a Sharpie.
Pretend you have one.
Boy, this is a lot of work.
Now, are you picturing it?
Nope.
Now, why not?
Left the cap off too long. The darn thing's dried out.
That's all right. Another technique is to picture writing the name on the person's forehead. It reinforces the memory, you see. So, try that.
You sure it's okay?
Of course. Of course.
So, what's your name again?
Bernie.
How do you spell that?
Bernie.
You sure about that?
Yes, of course I am sure.
Well, I've got some bad news. Well, I spelled it B-E-R-O-A-X.
Well, that is...
C-7 open bracket backslash.
Well, right over it.
Tried to rub it off and now it's all smudgy. Can't read it.
All right. Imagine I'm wearing a name tag.
Why are you wearing a name tag on your forehead?
It is on my jacket.
Now hold on a minute. This imaginary name tag looks familiar.
What?
It looks just like the ones we sell down in the gift shop. Where did you get this?
But I didn't...
Show me your receipt.
I don't have a receipt. I didn't buy anything.
Whoa, I don't usually get a confession. Sweet. Come on, buddy. You're coming with me.
This is ridiculous.
And then I'm going looking for your peeps.
My peeps?
Your whole posse. Yolanda, Bill, Jojo, Yvette, and Yvette.
Call my lawyer.
Sure. What's their name?
His name is, Irony of Ironies.
Got that right.
No, that's his name. Samuel Irony of Irony, and Coincidence.
Okay, got it. What was the name again?
If you want to get in touch with us, just send an email to comedyforecast, all one word with the number 4, at gmail.com. Or call the super secret phone line at area code 360-515-0004. Keep up with all the latest news by joining the Comedy Forecast Facebook fan page at facebook.com/comedyforecast. All one word with the number 4. And follow Comedy Forecast on Twitter. All one word, you get the idea. And be sure to subscribe to the show so you automatically get all the episodes. It's easy, because Comedy Forecast is listed on great sites like iTunes.
If you like the show, give us a great review and we'll give you a shout out.
Zune Marketplace.
Zune me, baby.
And Blueberry.com.
Leave off the E's for savings.
That's it. We're done. Bye-bye.